USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our one China policy has not changed.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking to reporters on Monday. This after President Biden made a remark in Japan saying the United States would honor their commitment to defend Taiwan. Any perceived threat of U.S. military involvement in Taiwan would make Beijing mad, which considers the independent territory to be part of China. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says at least 100,000 illegal immigrants are waiting to cross the Rio Grande River into the United States. The governor telling reporters he got to view the migrants on Monday as he toured the southern border. Abbott saying he was told by the National Border Patrol Council leadership that most of the illegal immigrants are involved in cartels because they aren't using ports of entry to come into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A new COVID vaccine could be approved and available for rollout this fall and winter. The FDA's Dr. Peter Marks telling ABC News decisions are expected in early July. Some federal health officials are predicting another rough surge in the colder months. Gas prices and rising inflation are causing pain for Americans.
Inflation continues to attack every American wallet. Industry experts at the Lundberg Survey said the average U.S. price of regular gray gasoline spiked 33 cents over the past 2 weeks to $4.71 per gallon. Nationwide, the highest average price for regular gray gasoline is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $6.20 per gallon. The lowest price is in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $3.92 per gallon. Also, the average price of diesel rose 9 cents over the last 2 weeks to $5.66 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Multiple wildfires are raging across the United States, with many in the Southwest. Firefighters are battling five large blazes in New Mexico. The biggest, the Hermit's Peak, is now 40% contained. It has charred over 300,000 acres of land, making it the biggest fire in New Mexico's history. Colorado, New Hampshire, Nebraska, and Mississippi are all being affected by at least one large fire. Democratic nominee for Georgia Governor Stacey Abrams made comments Saturday calling the state the worst state to live in. Incumbent Governor Brian Kemp defeated Abrams in 2018, and he reacted to the comments on Fox News, calling her out of touch with reality, but he's mainly focused on primary day Tuesday.
I'm not focused on Stacey Abrams. The next 24 to 36 hours, I'm focused on winning this primary. But make no doubt, we are getting up every day doing all that we can to make sure she's never our governor or our next president. But we got to take care of business tomorrow to be able to do that.
Starbucks says it'll be leaving Russia after 15 years. The company has 130 licensed cafes in the country, meaning Starbucks itself doesn't directly operate them. The locations account for less than 1% of Starbucks' annual revenue. The company also pledging to pay its nearly 2,000 workers for 6 months to allow them to transition to other jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.